Greg Mattis is a senior counsel with Intermountain Healthcare's Select Care. He says the implementation of the Affordable Care Act had been going along pretty well until the rollout of the federal marketplace opened several months ago, at which time it became, he says, quite bumpy. But he says in part because of that, some of the crucial deadlines in the program have been extended.
There's this open enrollment period that began October 1st, actually goes all the way until the end of March. So that's good. And people actually have until the end of March to enroll to avoid a penalty. Now, for those who are enrolling in order to have coverage on January 1st, just this last Friday, the administration extended that deadline from December 15th to December 23rd. So we got an extra 8 days. Those who want to be covered for January 1st coverage have until December 23rd. And that's, I guess, one key message for people is there's still plenty of time. They have time to go in and comparison shop and make a choice and still get coverage for the first of the year.
He says to make it simple, you can think of the five different categories in which health care laws change with the Affordable Health Care Act.
The first is everybody qualifies for coverage. I mean, it's guaranteed issue availability. Regardless of your health status or your claims experience, you qualify for coverage now. That's a big change. The second thing is everybody's required to have coverage, and there are some exceptions to this so-called individual mandate, but everyone's supposed to be in the insurance pool.
The third significant change, Mattis says, is that insurance for some gets subsidized.
There are actually some very attractive subsidies, both for premium and on cost share, for low to moderate income Americans, and that goes all the way up to 400% of the federal poverty level, which is actually, you know, fairly generous.
And because of those subsidies, he says insurance costs for others will increase.
Coverage and costs are changing. There are going to be changes to how, to what's covered, probably in some noticeable ways to people, including for individual and small employer groups. You know, costs are increasing because of those coverage changes.
The final change, says Mattis, is that there are new ways to shop for and purchase insurance.
Both these new products, but also new ways to purchase insurance. And that's where this federal marketplace comes in, you know, healthcare.gov that everyone's read and seen so much about in the media. That's a new way to purchase insurance, and that's definitely changing the landscape as well.
He says for small businesses, there's something called Avenue H, which could include tax credits for those businesses.
You know, we used to call it the Utah Health Insurance Exchange, and that was around before federal health care reform, but now we've received approval from the federal government for our own, you know, Utah's healthcare exchange to be a federally qualified marketplace. And small employers can go in and purchase insurance on Avenue H. And one of the attractive things there are actually tax credits available for some employers who go in there and purchase insurance. It's one of the incentives under the ACA to keep small employers in the marketplace.
He says with Select Care, they wanted to help educate consumers to alleviate the confusion.
We want to make sure that we are helpful and provide value and educate consumers. And that's one of the difficult things is this has been so confusing. There's a lot of confusing and conflicting information and sometimes outright misinformation out there. And so we wanted to make sure that we educate consumers about their choices and then that they understand what choices they have. And then, of course, we always want to increase access and make coverage as affordable as possible to benefit as many members of the community as possible. And hopefully some pieces of this law will, you know, help towards that goal.
That's Greg Mattis with Intermountain Healthcare. He'll be a keynote speaker at the KPCW Community Forum on Monday, December 2nd at the Jim Santee Auditorium in the Park City Library Building. The forum kicks off with a social hour at 5 p.m. and a panel beginning at 6 p.m. There will also be plenty of time for questions from the audience. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.